And a good Thursday night to you as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball postponement style as the Dort Defenders take on the Jamestown Jimmies in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. A game, a doubleheader that was originally scheduled for last night. As I said on Saturday night, during the Dort Morningside contest, the snowstorm from last weekend, some lasting ripple effects that will be felt through the conclusion of this week as Jamestown pushing back their game on Saturday to Sunday as well in a twin bill in Jamestown. So we get set for a rare Thursday night doubleheader between the Dort Defenders and the Jamestown Jimmies. Glad to have you along with me on this Thursday night. A little bit of precip falling outside. Hope to have a great doubleheader here this evening. Let's take a look at the starting lineups and also the matchup between these two teams. First of all, for the Jimmies, the women, they're 12-7 this year, 500 in the G-Pack. They're 6-6. They've won two games in a row since a 105-56 loss to Concordia. Two wins have come over Briarcliff and Doan as the Jimmies have fought back to 500 in the league. Thad Sankey's team is averaging just under 70 points per game. They allow 67 points per outing. Team is out rebounding squads, 40.1 to 39.5. They committed three less turnovers per game than opponents. Those two stats have helped the North Dakota school counteract a 37.6% field goal success rate and a 29.5 three-point shooting percentage. Teams are converting 40.1% of the field goals they attempt against the Jimmies and 34.3% of the three-point shots taken. Let's pause now for our national anthem, and we'll be back with more in terms of starting lineups after the national anthem. Christians with our national anthem this evening. Continuing on with the Jimmies, they're extremely balanced. They have 10 players scoring between 4.5 and 9.6 points per game. Hannah DeMars leads the team with 9.6 points per game. For the Defender women, they're 17-4 this season, 9-4 in the G-Pack. Losses are to Morningside twice. The Mustangs have the Defenders' number. Concordia and Hastings. Erica Feenster tops the team at 19 points per game, 6.5 rebounds. Carly Gustafson back in uniform tonight, 10.3 points per game, 6.4 rebounds. Rachel Evavold, 10.3 points per game with 5.4 rebounds. She's making 61% of her field goals. Gabby Krakus and Bailey Beckman each add 7 and 6.8 points per game respectively, and both have done all of their damage in reserve roles in 21-game appearances. Jordan VanManen and Maya Shemileski are at 5.9 and 6.1 points per game. Peyton Harmson has a team-high 35 made three-point baskets and is second on the team with 56 assists to VanManen's 57. Here are your starting lineups for the Dort Defenders. They will start Erica Feenstra, 6-foot junior from Hull, as I said, leading the team in scoring at 19 points per game. Abby Pruitt is averaging 3.8 points per game. She's a 5'9 senior from Urbandale, Iowa. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson, a 5'8 senior from Rock Rapids, averaging 5.5 points per game. Jordan VanManen is a 5'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, 5.9 points per contest. And Rachel Evavold is a 6'1 senior from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 10.3 points per game. For the Jimmies, under Coach Thad Sankey, they will start number 2, Hannah DeMars, 5'11 freshman, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 9.6 points per game. Number three, Noel Josephson, 5'9 sophomore, Ramsey, Minnesota, 6.8 points per contest. Number 12, Emma Storr, 5'8 junior, Woodbury, Minnesota, 5.8 points per game. Number 24, Paige Schmidt, 5'7 sophomore, Tappan, North Dakota, 6.2 points per outing. And number 32, Olivia Anderson, a 6'1 senior from Edgeley, North Dakota, averaging 8 points per contest. Last time these two teams met was back in early December in midweek contest in Jamestown, with the Defender women getting a 77-58 win. They led 39-25 at halftime. We're up 69-44 after three periods. Last time out, the Jimmies were 78-48 winners over Doan on Saturday, while the Defender women lost to Morningside 90-65. Dort basketball, Jordan Van Manen with it as they control the opening tap. Evabold with it, left elbow. She gives it up to Van Manen. Van Manen with it out front. Pruitt. Pruitt looks right, passes over to Harmson. Harmson gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt at the top of the key. Left side it goes, Van Manen. Van Manen down to the baseline, cut off. Now Evabold, 8. Kick out pass, Harmson. Three ball on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down, and we've got a fight for it, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Jamestown basketball. Erica Feenster got a piece of it. Looked like she might get that offensive rebound, but she was unable to control it, and the Jimmies have the basketball on the alternating possession. Jamestown basketball. Right side, left side pass on the wing goes over to Josephson. Josephson gives it up. Three on the way for the Jimmies is up and down for Paige Schmidt. Schmidt with a three-point basket, and the Jimmies are on the board first. Paige Schmidt gives Jamestown a 3-0 lead. A turnover out front called against Jordan Van Manen, and the Jimmies will get the basketball back, leading 3-0. So the Defenders got a shot on their first possession, turn it over on their next possession, and now it's Jimmy basketball. Right side pass goes over to Josephson. Josephson with it, left side. Swing it over to Storr. Storr gives it up. High post to Anderson. Anderson down to the baseline. And we've got Noel Josephson, the sophomore from Ramsey, Minnesota, stepping on the sideline out of bounds. As she caught that pass, gets called for being out of bounds. And Van Manen will bring it up after the Jamestown turnover. Here come the Defenders. Van Manen with it, trapped, steps through, gets it to Evavold. Evavold hard to the basket, lays it up with the left hand, good. Rachel Evavold with a two-point basket, closing in on 1,200 career points. Back we go, right side, out front, swing it. That was Schmidt who had it for a moment on the right wing. She gave it up. Now the high post pass to Anderson. Anderson shovels it back outside to Josephson. Josephson gives it left side over to Schmidt. Schmidt, another three from the wing. That one's way off. Rebound controlled by the Defenders as it fails to draw iron. That's Pruitt with the basketball, bringing it into the front court. Evavold very nearly travels with it at the top of the key. Comes back over to Van Manen. Van Manen, double team, tries to step through, and she's tied up on the play. Tied up, jump ball, alternating possession. This time it is Dort basketball. So a couple of tie-ups already in the early going. Inbounding is Pruitt. Pruitt, right side, Dort in their home white jerseys. Jamestown in their black road jerseys. Feenstra puts it up, shot with the right hand, no good. And the rebound controlled by Josephson for the Jimmies. Jamestown with the basketball. Josephson gives it up. Pass goes left side, DeMars. DeMars with it, left wing. Puts it on the floor, drives to the hoop, but a foul on the play. I think it's going to go on Pruitt. Ebby Pruitt a little slow in arriving for the Defenders. So a senior from Urbandale, Iowa, gets called for her first personal foul. Free throw time for Hannah DeMars. DeMars will shoot two as she was in the act of shooting from the left side. First one is up and down. She's got another one on the way. DeMars, a 5'11 freshman, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, her hometown, makes the first one. A second one on the way. This one's up and through as well. 5-2, Jamestown in front early. DeMars with it over to Harmson. Harmson double-teamed ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, looks for a ball screen, gets one from Feenstra. Pruitt back to the top of the key, goes to Harmson. Harmson underneath Evavold, and Evavold is hit from behind by Josephson. Foul number one on Noel Josephson. Defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop down on the north end of the DeWitt Gym. Down on the end occupied by Jamestown with the bench. Pass inside to Feenstra, tipped, controlled by the Defenders. comes back to Pruitt. Pruitt gives it up. High post, Ebewold. Ebewold kicks it into the corner. Van Manen. Van Manen, three, too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders, Pruitt. Pruitt gets it from Ebewold after she got the offensive rebound to keep the possession alive. This is Ebewold driving in with the right hand, spins it off of the glass, good. Rachel Ebewold with a couple of field goals. Dort trails 5-4. Jamestown basketball bringing it up is DeMars. DeMars crosses over with the right hand. Her layup is good. Hannah DeMars, nice little move by the freshman. Gets it to go. She's already got 4 points. Inside it goes Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up. Van Manen, and Van Manen is fouled on the play, and we have a player down for Jamestown. Looks like that's Emma Storr. May have twisted an ankle as she came over to block that shot. So a foul called on the play. Checking the replay, and it does look like she stepped on Van Manen's foot. And she's being attended to both by the head coach for Jamestown, Thad Sankey, and by the defenders' training staff, Lindsay Hogendorn. And it wasn't even Van Manen's foot that she stepped on. It looked like she stepped on the foot of a Jamestown player that was coming over to help on defense, a little late to the party. So she's getting attended to. Dort trailing 7-4. And the defenders, Van Manen, will go to the free throw line where she will shoot 2 free throws. So 2 free throws on the way. There's one other contest happening in the GPAC tonight. That's a women's contest, College of St. Mary at Doan. College of St. Mary played Northwestern on Monday night and lost. Doan Tigers were idle. I beg your pardon, Doan played Jamestown on Monday. That was kind of what started the dominoes tipping for this game getting moved to Thursday night. That's the longest road trip in the GPAC, right at a little over 500 miles between Doan and Jamestown. So they had to find a spot to get that game in. They get it in on Monday. Here comes Dort back the other way after the rebound by Pruitt off of the missed three-pointer by Jamestown. Jamestown takes a lot of threes. They make less than 30% of those three-point shots, but they take nearly, well over 40% of their shots from the floor are three-point baskets. Ebby Pruitt over the top gets called for a push on the rebound. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort, Dort, a foul called on the rebound, and Pruitt gets called for the push. Defenders send Gustafson, Feenstra, Shemileski, Tetzloff, and Beckman into the game. Jamestown basketball. Kaya Tower with it. Passes right side over to Hickman. Hickman gives it up Josephson. Josephson to DeMars. DeMars with it on the left wing. DeMars driving in. Puts it up too strong. No good. Offensive rebound for the Jimmies, but stolen away by Shemileski on the pass. Shemileski gets it ahead to Beckman. Beckman on the fly. Beckman tries to pass it off to Feenstra and turns it over. Defenders in a hurry, and this is a group that will try to push the tempo, get things going a little faster. That time got going just a little bit too fast, and it'll be Jamestown with the basketball. When we're finally back to action, looked like some water might have gotten spilled on the other end after that errant pass. That appears to be the holdup with getting this basketball back into play. 5:52 left to go, first quarter. Defenders trailing 7-6. Jamestown basketball. They throw the ball in and they find Tower. Tower with the basketball. Tower pass over the top, down to the baseline. Cut off on the play, that's Hickman. Hickman on the block. Kick out pass comes back over to Higlin. Down to the block, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Gustafson. Long pass ahead to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball on the fly. Right-handed shot gets it to go, and Bailey Beckman is fouled on the play. Bailey Beckman will go to the free throw line and will shoot for a three-point play opportunity. Carly Gustafson with the rebound and laid it out nicely. Led Beckman One bounce, and Beckman was able to get the shot to go for the layup. And she knocks down the free throw as well. And the defenders now lead 9-7. 9-7 our score. DeMars at midcourt. DeMars weaving her way forward against Bailey Tetzloff. This is Hickman. Hickman on the right elbow. Pass goes underneath. Reverse layup. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Maslowski. Maslowski for Jamestown. Cross court pass. Right side. DeMars. DeMars guarded by Tetzloff. Pass out front. Hickman, 8 to shoot. Hickman driving in. Layup with the left hand. Good. Hickman on the defensive breakdown. Gets the shot to go. Ties it up at 9-9. Defenders back the other way. Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman underneath Shemileski. Shemileski, Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass. No good. But Erica is fouled on the play. Foul called on the Jimmies, and that'll be on number 33, Corey Hickman. Hickman whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. So free throws on the way for Erica Feenstra. Feenstra's first free throw is good. She's got another one coming. Feenstra, that's the fourth made free throw in a row by the defenders to start this contest. Second free throw is up and good as well. 11-9 defenders with the lead. Erica Feenstra with that made free throw. And the defenders have the basketball. The defenders on defense. Driving in, left side with it. That's Kaya Tower. Baseline jumper missed, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Jamestown basketball. So the Jimmies have the basketball. Dort leading 11-9. They get the ball underneath. Kick out pass to the perimeter. That's Nilsson. Nilsson gives it up. Tower. Tower off of the glass and good. Kaya Tower from about 10 feet with the left hand able to get it off of the glass. Defenders with the basketball, Gustafson. Gustafson spins into the lane, crosses over, now with the right hand, missed the shot, no good. But a foul on the play called on the rebound. That's going to go on Tetzloff. Bailey Tetzloff whistled for the personal. That's her first and team foul number three on the defenders here in this quarter. Back we go the other way. Jamestown on the move. And it's kicked towards the scorer's table. Jamestown will be inbounding the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tower, they get a pass out front. This is Nilsson again. Nilsson back to Tower. Tower trying to work her way in. Loses her footing. Ball's down on the floor and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the ball back on the turnover. Dort inbounding, bringing it up the floor, is Beckman. Beckman, they don't stop her. She pulls up from 14, no good. Rebound tipped out, taken by Tower. Tower with the basketball. Tower loses it. Shemileski gambles for it. Now Dort scrambling on defense. Jamestown underneath, shot no good. Rebound Shemileski, and Shemileski is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Macy Nilsson. That's foul number one on her. And I believe team foul number five on the Jimmies. Bonus time for the defenders now. It'll be Shemileski shooting free throws. So Maya Shemileski shooting the free throws for the defenders. 11-11 our score with 3:25 remaining in the first quarter. So two free throws for Shemileski, the sophomore from Mayer, Minnesota. First one for Maya, rattles, no good. Another one on the way. So far, turnover's not an issue for either team. Neither team shooting it exceptionally well. Shemileski, one of two from the free throw line. Defenders as a team now, 6-7. Steal by Gabby Krakus. And they call Krakus for being on the sideline and out of bounds. Dort will now set up the defense again. Ball deflected by Beckman. Back over to Shemileski. Bounce pass intended for Tetzloff. And the ball is tipped by Jamestown. Actually kicked to the sideline. Dort will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in is Krakus. Krakus finds Gustafson. Gustafson with it, and Gustafson's going to be called for extra steps. Gustafson, an extra step as she tried to roll into that shot. 12-11, defenders up by one. Jamestown with the basketball in the backcourt. And Jamestown working it up towards midcourt. Ball deflected. Taken away by Gustafson on the backside of the press. Comes over to Beckman. Beckman pulls up. 15-footer. No good. Rebound Krakus. Krakus with it on the baseline. Krakus back over to Gustafson. Gustafson back to Krakus. Krakus left corner three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's up and running with it. Pass Nilsson. Nilsson over the top. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Krakus. Krakus lobs it over the top for Beckman. Beckman drives in, layup good. Bailey Beckman with a two-point basket. Krakus with the assist. Beckman with five first-half points, first quarter points, and the defenders have a three-point lead. Jamestown coming back the other way. Puts it up. Shot is no good, but a foul from behind called on the defenders. That's going to go on Gabby Krakus. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number four on the defenders. Jamestown will be shooting free throws when we resume play. Well, Dort able to get the pace of the game up a little bit. Macy Nilsson will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort putting their original starting five on the floor. Nilsson's first free throw catches almost every part of the rim and rolls through. Another one on the way for number 10, Macy Nilsson, a freshman from Edina, Minnesota. This one's up and good as well. Dort leads 14-13. Nilsson checks out. Checking back in is DeMars. Dort with the basketball. Throwing it in is Evavold. Evavold gets the ball inbounded to Sienna Stamness. So I've got to go back and make a correction. Not quite the starting five for the defenders. Stamness, they give it right side. Back over to Harmson. Harmson beyond the three-point line. Comes back out front to Stamness. Stamness for the basketball. Stamness goes right side. They give it up. Harmson. Harmson back to Evavold. Evavold, and she is fouled on the play. Foul goes on Noelle Josephson. That's two on Josephson. Evavold will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two free throws. 2:01 remaining here in the first quarter. Dort leading 14-13. I like everything that the defenders have done so far this evening except shoot the ball. That's the one area they need to get going. First free throw by Evavold is good. She's got another one on the way. Evavold with five first quarter points. Another one coming for the senior from Bloomington, Minnesota. This one's up and good as well. 6 points for Evavold. Dort leads 16-13. Jamestown basketball. This is Grace Benz. Benz goes back over to DeMars. DeMars down to the corner. Anderson. Anderson on the left side. Back to DeMars. DeMars leading score for the Jimmies coming into the ballgame. Hands it back outside. This is Anderson. Right side pass. Three on the way. Schmidt. Schmidt short. No good. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It is Jamestown basketball. Coming into the ballgame, Dort shooting 47% from the floor. Jamestown 37%. Fresh 20 to work with. Schmidt, right wing three, open three, knocks it down. Wide open, and Schmidt knocks it through her second three, averaging 6.2 points per game. Stamness, underneath it goes Feenster. They bring the double team. Feenster finishes through contact. 2-point basket for Feenster. Bought a pretty physical double team that time to Jamestown, and Feenster was able to finish. Right side of the basketball, the Jimmies. Pass out front. Left side, they give it back on the right wing now to DeMars. DeMars, tough to stop, gets going downhill. She's got 6 points, and it's 18-18. Van Manen of the basketball. Jordan Van Manen with it, under a minute to go in the quarter. Harmson with it. Harmson Back to Feenstra. Feenstra left side, Stamna. Siena with the basketball, free throw line. Goes back to Evavold, into the corner of Inmanen. Stamna looking down low, 12 to shoot. Evavold spots up her set shot, no good from the perimeter. And the rebound is taken down by the Jimmies. Jimmies coming back the other way with the basketball, 28 seconds and counting. Jimmies with it. They can hold in effect for the final shot of the quarter if they want. It's 3 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Jimmy basketball, Hannah DeMars. DeMars with it. DeMars guarded there by Stamnis. DeMars picks up her dribble, gets it out front to Benz. Benz left side, Schmidt. Schmidt, three, no good. Shot clock expires. And I think we had an inadvertent whistle. They're going to put 1.5 seconds on the clock. Dort will be inbounding on the end line. So we got to get the clock set to 1.5 seconds, and we do. Evavold will inbound. Dort will inbound it, and that's the end of the first quarter. We're tied 18-18. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the second quarter of play right after this.
This broadcast of Defender Athletics on
18-18, our score. Dort will have the basketball as we pick up play here in the second quarter. The Defenders able to get the pace up in the second quarter. Just didn't translate into a ton of offense. Out front with the basketball is Feenstra. Gives it up left side, Venmanen. Venmanen with the basketball, Evavold. Evavold puts it up, shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Puts it up and down again. Rachel Evavold with 8 points. And the Defenders lead 20-18. 20-18, our score. With the basketball, left side, Jimmy's. This is Benz. Benz, right side. DeMars, DeMars in traffic, off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Harmson over the basketball, back over to Evavold, now to Harmson. Harmson across the timeline, left side pass, Pruitt. Pruitt playing with two personal fouls. They give it underneath Feenstra. Outside Evavold, back to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Abby with it, 15 to shoot. Right side it goes Feenstra. Back over to Harmson. Harmson, three, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's basketball, DeMars. DeMars bringing the basketball back the other way. DeMars to Anderson. Anderson gives it up. Schmidt. Schmidt on the right wing. Three from the top of the key. Rattles in and out. No good by the Jimmies and Olivia Anderson. Here come the Defenders back the other way. Feenstra off of the glass. Good. Erica Feenstra with 6 points. Dort opens up a two-possession lead. 22-18. First time they've had more than a three-point lead this evening. Jamestown basketball, Schmidt out front. Schmidt comes back over to Anderson. Anderson with it. They lob it down low. Double team for the Defenders. Kicks it into the corner. Schmidt for Jamestown. Now Benz. Benz puts it on the floor. Harmson fights over the top of the pick. Five to shoot. Cross court pass on the left wing. Schmidt. Schmidt puts it up off the glass. Good. Tough shot by Paige Schmidt. She gets it to go. 8 points for Schmidt on the left side. Dort back the other way. Venmanen. Venmanen drives the length of the floor. Jordan Venmanen with 4 points. Dort leads 24-20. 24-20. Jamestown basketball. DeMars. DeMars back to Benz. Benz crosses over to the free throw line. Comes back. Left wing Schmidt. Schmidt. Benz. Benz. And a reach-in foul called on the play against Harmson. Peyton Harmson called for the personal foul. And that is foul number one on Harmson. Three new players checking in for the Defenders, Shemileski, Beckman, and Gustafson. Shot clock will get reset to 20 seconds. Jamestown throwing it in, right side of the lane as they throw the ball in. They get it in, left side, DeMars. DeMars with the basketball. DeMars is going to be called for a double dribble. Well, I hesitated just a moment at the top of her dribble. came over with the other hand, contacted the ball with both hands, and now the defenders going back the other way. Beckman splits the defense, drops it off for Gustafson, and a kick on the play called against Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in will be the defenders and Shemileski. They get the ball from John Garrow. Harmson thought about the three, gets it to Gustafson. Gustafson back to Payton. Payton with it. Now Evavold. Evavold right corner, Shemileski. Shemileski with it. Shemileski inside Evavold. Kick out pass, opposite wing. Harmson, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound sealed away by Jamestown and Mackenzie Higlin. Back we go the other way, DeMars. DeMars, right-handed drive. She's got eight. 24-22. She finishes through two players. Come back, right side, Harmson. Harmson with it on the wing. Harmson to Evavold. Evavold, left side, Shemileski. Shemileski, Gustafson. Gustafson, high-low pass. Evavold off of the glass with a left hand. Good. Rachel Evavold with 10 points. Dort leads 26-22. Evavold over the right shoulder with that left-handed shot. Defenders lead 26-22. Jamestown basketball, Hickman. They go high post to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson, backdoor cut. Gives it up, shot underneath, no good. Gustafson holds her ground against Mackenzie Higlin. Here come the defenders with a chance to build on the four-point lead. Pass underneath, Gustafson. Gustafson crosses over with a left hand, shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Gustafson thought she might have had a shot if she goes up with the right hand that time. Went back to the left instead and ended up short on the play. Jamestown basketball out front. Tower, Kaya Tower driving into the left hand, and Tower able to finish at the rim. 26-24. Defenders back the other way. Harmson drops it off for Gustafson. Easy layup. Gustafson, 2 points. Carly Gustafson with her first two tonight. Dort leads 28-24. We approach the midpoint of the quarter. Shot blocked. Rebound, Beckman. Here comes Dort in transition. 4-on-2. Beckman driving in. Stops, puts it up, shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown coming back quickly the other way. Tower on the wing, guarded by Shemileski. Screen set for her. Now the pass, left wing. This is Higlin. On the left side, three-pointer misses badly from the left wing by Jamestown. Hannah DeMars far too strong on that shot, and the defenders will have the basketball back. Stamnis, Tetzloff, Shemileski, Beckman, and Gustafson on the floor for the defenders. And we've got five players on the floor for Jamestown. There's a question. There's a question on the substitutions, and that's what some of the teams will do. They won't quite make it to midcourt in the scorebook. And it was John Garrow who saw it from the opposite side. So it is not a question of our scorekeepers drawing the attention to it. It was John Garrow who saw it, that the player came almost directly off of the bench onto the floor without checking in. I know it seems like nitpicking, but if you start letting it just happen, you end up with chaos and players just coming in and out like a summer league tournament game. Right side pass, Shemileski. Shemileski back over to Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Kicks it left side, Stamnis. Three ball, yes! Sienna Stamnis with the three-point bucket, and the defenders lead 31-24. Jamestown basketball out front, three. Hickman decides against it, drives to the hoop, lays it up with the right hand. She's got four. 31-26, defenders. Beckman, Tetzloff, another one. Yes! Back-to-back triples by Sienna Stamnis. Defenders lead 34-26. Back the other way we go. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Carly Gustafson. Gustafson just a little late in arriving by Kevin Schultz's estimation. So the foul call against Gustafson, that is her first. Team foul number two against the defenders in this quarter. Jamestown has yet to commit a foul here in the second period. Two free throws on the way for Courtney Hickman, a 63% free throw shooter. First one is good. She's got another one on the way. Dort opened up an 8-point lead moments ago. Jamestown now trying to trim into it. Second free throw is up on the rim and good. 34-26. Free throws by the Jimmies get them back to within six. Throwing the ball in will be Gabby Krakus. Krakus with the basketball gets it into Beckman. Beckman with the ball across the timeline. Beckman with it on the right side. Bailey testing the waters again. Floater, too strong, no good, might have forced it. Rebound taken away by the Jimmies. Jimmies with the basketball, bringing it up the floor quickly is Tower. Tower with it on the left side. Tower cut off by Tetzloff. Corner three on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Shemileski. Dort on the run, ahead to Samnis. Siena with the basketball on the left wing. Tries to lean in, cross-court pass intended for Beckman. Beckman comes away with it. And then Beckman is fouled from behind by Hannah DeMars. That'll be foul number one on her. Team foul number one against the Jamestown Jimmies as well. 3:46 left to go in the quarter. That's in the first half. Dort leads 34-28. Throwing the ball in will be Krakus. Krakus gets it in. Tetzloff. Tetzloff under pressure. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown, and the Jimmies coming back the other way with it. They get it across the timeline. Josephson. Josephson playing with two personal fouls, travels with it. Turnover. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort gets the ball back. Five new players in for the defenders. Harmson, Pruitt, Feenstra, Van Manen, and Eva Vold. So Eva Vold will be inbounding the basketball. They get it into Van Manen. Van Manen takes it across the timeline. Van Manen right side Harmson. Harmson over the basketball. Feenstra at the top of the key. Feenstra goes left side. They get it into Eva Vold. Reversal Harmson. Open three. No good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Down by six. Coming back the other way are the Jimmies. Left side Tower. Tower. Kick out pass out front. Wide open three for Anderson, and she buries it. That's the third three of the night for the Jimmies. Dort leads 34-31, so the five-point lead has been cut down to three. Pruitt, right side Harmson. Lob it down low, Eva Vold. Reversal, Van Manen. Back to Pruitt. Pruitt, three, good. Eddie Pruitt with the three-point basket answering for the defenders. 37-31, defenders by six. Jamestown basketball. Key for this game for the defenders, it certainly appears, will be getting the pace up and keeping it up. Schmidt passes. Hickman. Hickman. Back around the horn they go. Schmidt. Schmidt. A couple of early threes tonight. Misses that one, though. And the rebound is cleared by Feenstra. Gets it over to Van Manen. Here comes Dort. Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball on the left side. Ebby feeds down low. Evavold faces up. Gets it underneath. Feenstra. Feenstra. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Feenstra takes a dribble to settle herself, goes up, gets fouled on the arm, and now the junior from Hull will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and Thad Sankey is going to use his first timeout of the ballgame. This will be a 30-second timeout, back with free throws right after this. 39-31, defenders by eight, 2:19 remaining here in the second period. Free throw on the way for Feenstra's up and good, and the defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 40-31. With a basketball, bringing it across half court is Tower. Tower still has the dribble, throws it away. She thought a player was in the corner, threw it towards the corner, and Benz was actually filling in up to the wing. And coming back the other way is Van Manen. Van Manen gives it to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Dort with an opportunity for some separation. Right side pass. It goes. Eva Vold. Eva Vold. Van Manen. Open three. In and out. No good. Jamestown, pretty nice job so far of limiting the defenders to one and done. Pass over the top, goes out of bounds, last touched by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball on the turnover. Well, the player that had a hot hand early, Sienna Stamness, knocked down a pair of back-to-back threes. The defenders lead at 40-31. They get the ball back on the turnover. Looks like our live stats have stopped working for the time being. We'll try to get that rectified at halftime. Van Manen out front, Feenstra. Feenstra, left side, and she gets called for traveling. Dragged her pivot foot. And now the Jimmies will have the basketball with a chance to cut into the nine-point advantage. Jimmies bringing it up, Tower. Tower over the basketball. Tower on the left side, launches a three off the rim a couple of times, no good. Stamness got pinned under the basket. Offensive rebound for the Jimmies, and they'll start it over. Anderson. Anderson over the basketball, gives it up, Tower. Tower with it on the right side, guarded there by Van Manen. 10 to shoot for the Jimmies as we approach the one-minute mark of the first half. Pass into the corner, another three. That one's high off of the rim, no good. Rebound cleared by Harmson. Harmson over the basketball, two players around her. One was on her shoulder, unable to shed her. Pass goes right side, Evavold. Evavold, Feenstra, and Feenstra, power dribble, loses the handle. Coming back the other way, Jamestown. It has not been a sharply played first half of basketball. Three, no good. Rebound cleared by Stamness. Stamness with the basketball. Two players around her. Gets it up the floor. Now Dort has the numbers. With it is Van Manen. Van Manen, Feenstra. Feenstra, Evavold, 20 to shoot. 35 on the game clock. Evavold, left corner, Stamness. Shakes left, goes right. Nothing there for Stamness. Stamness, opposite corner, Feenstra. Harmson, top of the key. Van Manen, three, good. Got to think that the threes will start dropping a little bit, and they have. Dort by a dozen, 43-31. Jamestown will hold for the final shot of the first half. Jamestown over the basketball, Tower. Tower with it out front. Tower guarded there by Van Manen. Tower, they kick it out right side, Schmidt. Schmidt, three, no good. 2 seconds left, and we've got a foul in the backcourt. Oh, they're going to call a travel on Harmson. Peyton Harmson gets called for traveling. I thought there was going to be a foul call, but the travel violation is what is whistled by longtime official Royce Raniger. And Royce Raniger will hand it to Grace Benz with 1.4 seconds remaining. Mari Smitsdorf checks into the ball game to guard the inbounds. And Smitsdorf bothering the inbounds pass. Clock never started. Now it will. And the defenders survive it. 43-31. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Dort up by a dozen as we go to halftime. 43-31, Dort leads at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. We were tied at 18-18. The first quarter featured four ties at 9, 11, 16, and 18. The defenders scored the first two buckets of the second quarter to go up 22-18 and scored the final 9 points of the quarter to stretch a 34-31 lead out to 43-31 at the break. Halftime numbers, Dort, 15 of 33 from the floor, 45.5%, 4 of 12 on threes, 33.3%, 9 for 10 on free throws, 90%. Jamestown, 11 of 32, 34%, 3 of 15 from the three-point line, 20%, 6 for 6 on free throws, 100%. Both teams have 20 rebounds. Dort has 4 offensive rebounds. Jamestown has 5. Turnovers, Jamestown with 9, Dort with 6. Rachel Evavold leading Dort with 10. Erica Feenstra has 9. Jordan Van Manen has added 7. Sienna Stamness a pair of 3. She has 6. Bailey Beckman with 5. Carly Gustafson with 2. 1 for Maya Shemileski. For the Jimmies, they are paced so far by Paige Schmidt and Hannah DeMars with 8 points each. 4 points for Kaya Tower. 6 points for Corey Hickman off of the bench. One other GPAC contest going on this evening. That's a women's game. Doan leads the College of St. Mary 30-28. That's who Dort will be playing on Saturday, the Doan Tigers. Scores from last night in the GPAC. Hastings defeated Dakota Wesleyan 82-58 at the Corn Palace. Concordia over Morningside 85-61. Briar Cliff over Northwestern in the surprise of the night 77-66. Hastings and Concordia in a race for the title right now, 13-0 and 13-1 respectively. Morningside two games back of second place, three games out of first place. They've got a game lead on the defenders at 11-3. Dort is 9-4. And you've got Dakota Wesleyan at 7-6. Northwestern is 7-7. Shot no good from the perimeter by Jamestown as we start the second half of play. And here come the defenders. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Pruitt. Pass right side, Evovold. Evovold underneath for Feenster. Feenster has it deflected, picks it back up. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Then Monin underneath, intended for Feenstra, and it's turned over. Here come the Jimmies. Left side pass, Jimmy's trailing by a dozen. DeMars passes to Josephson. Josephson to Schmidt. Schmidt with a basketball. Schmidt gives it up. Left corner, three on the way, is off the mark, no good. Rebound, Evovold. Evovold with the basketball. Evovold back over to Van Manen. Van Manen with the ball. Van Manen on the right side, picks up her dribble on the wing, comes back over to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball to Pruitt. Pruitt. Now to Evovold. Evovold looking underneath. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Harmson. Harmson, deep right corner. Harmson dumps it off, intended for Evovold. It's taken back by the Jimmies. Jimmies with the basketball. Jamestown coming back the other way. Schmidt. Schmidt right side to DeMars. DeMars working in against Harmson. Puts it up. Gets it to go off of the glass. And Hannah DeMars is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Harmson, that's foul number two on Harmson. And that is 10 points now for Hannah DeMars. And she misses the free throw, but the defenders don't go after the rebound. Ball ends up on the baseline, and Jamestown has it, resetting the offense. An opportunity for a 4 or 5 point possession here. Jamestown, DeMars. DeMars in traffic. And she's going to be called for a travel. Van Manen holding her ground at that time. And the defenders will get it back. Defenders still up 10. So Jamestown stops the 9-point run by the defenders. Eva Bold with the basketball across half court. Gives it to Pruitt. Pruitt on the wing. Pruitt comes back over to Van Manen. Van Manen with the ball. Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Pruitt. Pruitt left side. Van Manen. Van Manen to Feenstra. And Feenstra, it's going to be called for double dribble. Turnover against Feenstra. Defenders give it up. Didn't have too many turnovers in the first half. Second half, though, a couple already for the defenders. Left-hand drive, tower, kick out pass, three, rattles, in and out, no good. But Jamestown continues the possession with an offensive rebound. Pass to Josephson. Josephson misses. Shot underneath, rebound, Evovold, outlets over to Van Manen, Dort up the floor. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen all the way down to the baseline, kicks it out front, Pruitt. Pruitt, open three, missed it, no good from the wing, and the rebound is taken down by Tower. Kaya Tower with the basketball. Kaya, left side, Josephson drives in, and we've got a travel called against Josephson. I thought she did it initially, but they call her for the travel on the jump stop, actually. With 7:25 remaining in the third quarter, Dort still has a 10-point lead. This is Evovold. Evovold gets it in to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Three players around her. Stops. Little shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound is tipped and controlled by Jamestown. Tower up the floor. Tower gives it up. Shot is good. Count the hoop. And Jamestown, another bucket by DeMars. DeMars with an opportunity at a three-point play. She missed on the first three-point play opportunity. Now she has another chance, and Jamestown has opened the second half with back-to-back baskets, and they've cut a 12-point lead down to 8. Tetzloff, Gustafson, Stamnis, Shemileski, and Beckman all check in for the defenders. So wholesale changes for the defenders. Missed free throw by DeMars. So after going 6-for-6 in the first half, the Jimmies are 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Dort leading by 8, 43-35. Travel underneath called against Shemileski. So a turnover by the defenders. She got underneath and gets called for the travel. Jamestown will get the basketball back. Jamestown bringing it up. This is Kaya Tower. Tower across half court. Tower comes back to Josephson. Ball taken away by Shemileski. Shemileski has numbers. She'll stop on the right wing. Looking for the trailer. Gets it up front. Backman. Backman looking down low for Gustafson. Back to Shemileski. Down low Gustafson. Back to Shemileski. Shemileski tries to pass out of the trap, and it's tipped and taken away. She wanted to spin it back over to Gustafson. Instead, Josephson brings it up. Her team down by eight. Steal by Backman on the other end on the backdoor cut. Here comes Backman. Backman with a head full of steam. Puts it up. Shot is no good. She's fouled on the play by Josephson. And, well, Josephson, wrong place, wrong time, gets called for the block. And the defenders will shoot free throws with Bailey Backman at the charity stripe. Backman with 5 points so far. So Bailey Backman will shoot two free throws. First free throw by Backman is up and good. Backman with another one coming. Trying to make it a 10-point ball game, and she does. So Backman makes both free throws. Defenders lead 45-35. Jamestown back the other way. Tower. Tower, three off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound given up by Gustafson to Backman, and a foul called in the backcourt on Jamestown. And that's going to go on number 33, Corey Hickman. Hickman called for her second personal. Team foul number two on the Jimmies in this period. Dort leading 45-35, 6 minutes left to go in the third period. Gustafson spins, nothing there. Tetzloff, mid-range jumper, can't get it to go. And the rebound is cleared by Kaya Tower. Tower with the basketball, Tower across half court. Tower gives it back over to Nilsson. Nilsson, right side pass, back to Hickman. Hickman with the basketball, working against Tetzloff. Down to the baseline, cut off by Gustafson. Pass out front, back to Tower. Tower with it, 10 to shoot. Tower working her way in against Stamness. Stamness battles her. Ball's down on the floor, taken away by Shemileski. Shemileski has it. Three Jimmies on the other end. Dort back the other way. Ball deflected out. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball. Driving in right side, Backman. Backman short arms the layup. And coming back is Jamestown. Jamestown swing pass left side. This is Hickman. Shot no good. And again, neither team shooting the ball well here to start the half. Saved in by Tetzloff on the other end, but right to a Jamestown player. Now Jamestown heading the other way. Wild basketball. Pass goes out front. Crossover dribble. Taken away by Backman. Backman with the basketball. One player to beat. Behind the back dribble. In traffic, puts it up, shot no good, but she is fouled. Bailey Backman weaving her way to the hoop. And Backman with 7 points so far. First free throw on the way for Backman is up and good. And for those of you wondering about the live stats, it appears to be a more widespread problem just than ours, so I know misery doesn't always love company, but it is good to know it's not a local problem. 47-35, Bailey Backman makes both free throws. Backman is now 5-for-5 from the free throw line, 9 points, and the defenders back up by a dozen as they were to start this quarter. Up the floor with the basketball, DeMars. Ball deflected out, picked up by Backman. Backman wants to bring it back the other way. Bailey Backman with the ball. Backman, pass comes back over to Krakus. So Krakus got it, but they call a travel against Bailey Backman. In the meantime, Jamestown gets the ball back. Hannah DeMars after the turnover. Has it at the center jump circle, now angling off to the left. Bounce pass goes down low, and we've got a foul on the play called on Carly Gustafson. Gustafson whistled for foul number two. It's team foul number three against the defenders in this quarter. Dort leading by a dozen, 47-35. Jamestown inbounding. They pass it in, left side. Get it into the corner, DeMars. DeMars testing the waters. She's going to drive in. Dort holds their ground. Gustafson comes away with the rebound. Here comes Backman. Backman ahead, Shimolesky. Shimolesky layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball and a reach-in foul called in the backcourt against Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff whistled for foul number two. And that is team foul number four against the defenders in this quarter. So Jamestown knocking on the door of bonus time. Neither team shooting it well here. Just 8 points combined here in the first 6 minutes. Backman, after the steal, drives in at a blocking foul called on Jamestown and Macy Nilsson. Nilsson called for the personal, her second. And free throws on the way for Bailey Backman. All of Dort's points here in the third quarter have come from the free throw line thus far. Jamestown, just a couple of buckets by Hannah DeMars as both teams have troubles getting the offense going here in the third period. 48-45. Second free throw is up and good. Well, when I referred to these officials as longtime officials, I chuckle because when I started in this position a long time ago, they were officiating, so that's why I can refer to them as longtime officials. But longtime GPAC observation, as the games get further along into January and February, it gets tougher and tougher to score points. Averages come down. Pass, left side, bends. Bends, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Backman. Dort with a 14-point lead, looking to grow it. Backman down to the baseline, tries to spin it back to the wing, and it's taken away, but now taken back by Shemileski. Shemileski, Krakus. Krakus on the fly with the right hand. Missed it, no good. Jump ball, no, they're going to call a reach-in foul called on Bailey Tetzloff. That's three on Tetzloff. Tetzloff whistled for her third personal. Man, two free throws on the way for the Jimmies. So Dort missed a golden opportunity to go up by 16 points. And now Jamestown will have an opportunity to cut into the lead over the clock stopped. 3:27 remaining, third period. 49-35. So free throws on the way for the Jimmies. Two free throws for Josephson, who's been scoreless so far, averaging 6.8 points per game. First free throw is good. She's got another one coming, 49-36, pending the second free throw. It's the first points for Jamestown since they opened the quarter, or the half, with back-to-back field goals. So she makes both free throws, does Josephson. Dort leads 49-37. Bringing the basketball up the floor is Van Manen, and Van Manen is hacked from behind by Tower. Tower was chasing her the whole way. Gets called for the personal foul. So free throws on the way, up and good. First one by Van Manen. Second free throw by Van Manen, not good. So the defenders here in the second half, now 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Dort leads by Baker's dozen, 50-37. Benz, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball, has a player open, late in hitting her. That's Feenstra. Feenstra gathers it in, puts it up off of the glass, good. Erica Feenstra with 11. Dort back in front by 15 now, 52-37. Let's see if they can close the quarter with a little run here. Dort up by 15. They'd led by as many as 14 earlier. So this is their biggest lead. Pass goes left side down to the baseline. We've got player stepping on the sideline out of bounds. So a turnover by the Jimmies. Bringing the basketball up the floor is Van Manen. Van Manen over the ball. Pass goes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it at the top of the key. Pruitt gives it up. Evavold. Left side Van Manen. Van Manen down to the baseline. Van Manen over the ball. Swings it right side. Harmson. Harmson. Feenstra. Feenstra. They force it out of her hands. Evavold ends up with it. And Rachel Evavold another two. Dort leads by 17, 54 to 37. Rachel Evavold knocking on the door of 1,200 career points. She's at 1,199 now with the basketball, driving right side DeMars. DeMars, Harmson won't give any ground. She retreats back to the wing. She'll try it again. This time she's in the lane. Shot off the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Puts it up, no good. Harmson held her ground. Rebound taken away. Here comes Van Manen. Van Manen passes it left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the wing. Abby lobs it down low. Feenstra squares. Passes back to the wing, Feenstra, 17 to shoot. That's Pruitt, beg your pardon. Now Pruitt on the wing. Heavy Pruitt comes back over to Pruitt, and Evavold, and Evavold travels with it before she puts the ball on the deck. 54-37, our score. Jamestown basketball. Up the floor is DeMars. DeMars for the basketball, leading score for Jamestown tonight and for the season, for that matter. Pass goes down low. Evavold on the post defense on Maslowski. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders in Van Manen. Here comes Dort. Pass over the top. Pruitt. Pruitt gathers it. Layup, good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket. Dort taking advantage. Up by 19 now. We have a timeout on the floor charged to Jamestown. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this.
This broadcast of...
1:13 left to go in the third period. Dort has opened up a 19-point advantage, doing it with their defense, outscoring Jamestown here in the third quarter, 16-6, and Jamestown throws it away. Another turnover forced, and the defenders will get it back. So the defenders with the basketball, bringing it up is Van Manen. Van Manen over the ball across the timeline. Van Manen looking down low. Instead comes out front Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Now they come back. Feenstra. Long two. No good. And the rebound is cleared by the Jimmies and DeMars. DeMars with the basketball. Stops on the right wing. Comes back. Feeds it left side. Josephson. Josephson. Drive. Left side. Tower. Pull up from seven. Good. She's got six. Dort leads 56-39. Dort can hold for the final shot of the period. They'll take it across the timeline. Shot clock and game clock within a second of each other. Van Manen with it. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Jamestown. Jamestown back the other way. Shot is up. No good, but a foul from behind called on Pruitt. And Abby Pruitt has just drawn her third personal foul. And two free throws coming for Hannah DeMars, who is now 2-for-4 from the free throw line. So DeMars will shoot two free throws. Her team down 17-56-39, but whittling away at what was a 19-point lead. They've got it back to 16 now at 56-40 after the made free throw by DeMars, an 85% free throw shooter this season. So the two misses, now three misses here in the second half. Very uncustomary for DeMars. 8 seconds left. Six. Evavold lobs underneath Feenstra. 3 seconds. Outside Pruitt. Pruitt, three on the way. Off the mark, no good. That's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Dort 56, Jamestown 40. Dort outscores Jamestown 13-9 in that third quarter. We head to the fourth quarter, Dort up by 16. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Defenders with a basketball. Pass goes left side. Underneath it goes Feenstra. Kick out pass, Evavold. Straight on three, good. And Rachel Evavold now with more than 1,200 career points. With that three-point basket, she's got 15, and now a foul on the perimeter called against the defenders. And Erica Feenstra, that's foul number one called on Feenstra. So free throws on the way for Hannah DeMars. First free throw by DeMars is off the mark, no good. Another one coming. Second free throw by DeMars is up, and she was fouled on a three-point shot, so she missed the first one, made the second. So right now 59-41, pending another free throw. This one's up, and that one's good. So DeMars putting together a nice night. 7 points for DeMars, and the defenders lead 59-42. 59-42 our score. Pruitt underneath, Evavold. Evavold muscles it up, good. Rachel Evavold with another two. She's got 17 tonight. Dort leading 61-42. It's been a while since Evavold has had to carry the defenders, but tonight she's done a pretty nice job of it. Foul called, a hold on a rebound against the defenders. And trying to figure out who that was called on. It was called on Feenstra. That's foul number two on Feenstra. Dort leading by 19, but another foul called on the play. This one's going to go against Van Manen. Jordan Van Manen whistled for the personal, her first. Throwing the ball in. On the right sideline will be Hannah DeMars. 61-42, defenders by 19. Ball goes in, Anderson. Anderson gives it up to Tower. Tower with the basketball. Tower, step back three, good. Tower with the three-point basket, and the defender lead is 61-45. We played a little over a minute here in the fourth quarter. Dort leads by 16. Back with more in a moment. Defenders have a 16-point lead, 61-45. Jamestown has used three timeouts. They have two remaining. Pass over the top, Van Manen. Van Manen driving, layup no good, but she's fouled on the drive. Foul goes against Anderson. That's foul number one on her. And free throws on the way for Jordan Van Manen. Van Manen will shoot two. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Van Manen. Van Manen with nine tonight. A second free throw on the way for Van Manen. Dort going after their 18th win in 22 games today. 10 points for Van Manen as she makes both free throws. Dort leads 63-45. Jamestown basketball. Left side with it is Tower. Tower stops off of the window. Good from the left block. About a 10-footer. Knocks it down. She's got 11. Dort leads 63-47. With the basketball, Van Manen. Jamestown showing full court pressure defense. Harmson with it. Dort looking for the reversal. They get it over to Pruitt. Pruitt on the left wing. 8:15 and counting. Ball game. Cross court pass. Harmson. Feed it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra double teamed. Puts it up. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Jamestown basketball. So Jamestown will get it back. ...63-47... 16-point lead. And the Jimmies will throw it in, trying to cut into the 16-point lead. Not quite 2 minutes gone in this period. So 8.8 minutes to go. Jamestown gets it across half court. DeMars working against Beckman. Right side pass, Tower. Tower gives it up to Hickman. Hickman with the basketball. Hickman over to Anderson. Ball deflected. Taken away by Shemileski. Shemileski, player on her shoulder, tries to feed it back to Gustafson. And the ball ends up loose. Picked up by DeMars. DeMars, layup, right hand, good. Hannah DeMars, cherry picking that one. 63-49. Dort up by 14. With it is Shemileski. Reaching across the body was Tower. No call made. Gustafson down to the baseline. Spins. Her shot in the lane, good. Carly Gustafson with 4 points. Dort leads 65-49. Coming back the other way, Jamestown. This is Hickman. Hickman with a basketball. Hickman at the top of the key, guarded there by Stamnes. Comes back out front, Josephson. Josephson back to Tower. Tower in traffic, off of the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball, it's loose, picked up by Tower. Tower, kick it out, DeMars. DeMars, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman looking up the floor, finds Chmielewski. Into the corner, Stamnes. Stamnes, Gustafson, comes back to Beckman. Beckman, ball fake. Pull up from 10, too strong, no good. Ball's down on the floor now. Fight for the basketball, and it's picked up by Jamestown. Jamestown with it, 6:38 remaining. Jamestown, DeMars brings it up the floor, splits the defense, lays it up with the left hand, good. Hannah DeMars very steadily has put together a nice ball game for the Jimmies. 65-51, Dort by 14. Gustafson driving in, lays it up with the right hand, good. Carly Gustafson with 6 points. Dort leads 67-51. The two teams swapping buckets right now. Jamestown basketball, Tower. Tower at the top of the key. She'll drive in over the left hand, throws it up, no good, gets bailed out on the call. Foul's going to go against the defenders, and number three, Bailey Beckman. Beckman whistled for foul number one. And free throws on the way for Tower. So Tower will shoot two. She has 5 points here in the fourth quarter, seven in the ball in the second half, 11 points for the game, and she misses the first free throw. She has another one coming, 67-51. Second free throw by Tower is up, and that one's off the heel, no good as well. Tower, a 73% free throw shooter, misses both free throws. It'll be Dort basketball. 6:03 left to go in the game. Dort up by 16. Bringing the basketball up, Gustafson. Gustafson gives it up to Beckman. Beckman will take it across half court. Beckman with the ball. Right side picks up her dribble. Gustafson. Gustafson spins. Kicks it into the corner. Chmielewski. Chmielewski cut off on the drive. She's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against the defenders. It'll be Jamestown basketball. So Jamestown with it. 67-51, defenders leading by 16, 5:44 remaining. With it out front, they feed it underneath Josephson. Help defense by the defenders, Bailey Tetzloff, and Tetzloff has just picked up her fourth personal foul. And Jamestown will be in the bonus from here on out. Bonus time for the Jimmies with 5:38 remaining, so we'll make that notation. See if that is a development or not. Josephson shooting two free throws. She made two earlier in the half. First free throw is up and good. 3 for 3 now is Josephson, 70% free throw shooter. 67-52 pending another free throw. This one is up and down as well. 67-53, defenders by 14. Dort with it up the floor. Beckman takes it across half court. Jamestown showing a trap. She doesn't buy it. Comes back right side. Chmielewski. Evavold. Evavold with the left hand. Nifty move by Rachel Evavold. Evavold with 19. And the defender lead is 69-53. That's a new season high for Rachel Evavold. Previous season best was 16. Right side is DeMars. DeMars with the basketball. 5:05 remaining. Help defense applied by Gustafson. Takes it away on the lob. Here comes Gustafson with the basketball. Gustafson to Chmielewski. Chmielewski, Beckman, and Beckman is held on the play. And Noelle Josephson whistled for her fourth personal foul. Dort up by 16 as we get past the midpoint of this period. So under 5 minutes to go in the game. Rachel Evavold inbounding the basketball. Evavold gets it in to Beckman. Beckman, Chmielewski. Chmielewski, the sophomore, puts it on the floor with the right hand, breaks the defense down, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Jamestown. Jimmies come up with it. Jamestown coming back the other way, tipped away from behind by Beckman. Here's Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball, gets it over to Stamnes across half court. Left side, Beckman. Beckman with the basketball, drives in, and Beckman is fouled on the play. Backman attacking the hoop, gets fouled. She's got 11 points. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, turnovers for both teams have climbed here in the second half. 22 for Jamestown so far in the game. Dort with 19. Rebound battle. Dort's getting out-rebounded. That's a rarity. Backman makes the free throw. She's got another one on the way. Dort limited tonight to 4 offensive rebounds. Jamestown has 12. Second free throw is up and good. 71-53. Backman tonight, 9 for 9 from the free throw line. 13 points for the freshman from Panora, Iowa. Jimmy's inbounding the basketball. Bringing the ball up is Hickman. Hickman stops, reverses the ball. Dort showing pressure defense with Shemileski. Kennard also in the ball game for the first time. Kenzie Kennard on the defense. Bothers the shot. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. Gets it away to Beckman. Beckman over the basketball. Beckman, Shemileski, Shemileski, Gustafson. Gustafson, free throw line. Back over to Shemileski. Shemileski to Gustafson, looking for the ball. Reversal. Comes back over to Beckman. Beckman, pull up from 10. Good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Bailey Beckman gets the shot to go. Three-point play opportunity for Beckman. That foul called on Tower. And Backman will go to the free throw line. She's got 15 so far. Season high this year. Career high, 21 for the freshman. She's got 15 tonight. Free throw is up by Backman and good. So Backman now 10 for 10 from the free throw line. 74-53. Defenders can breathe a little easier now. Dort working for the trap. Ball deflected by Shemileski. Picked up by Beckman. Beckman driving in, shot no good, and now a foul called on the rebound against Bailey Beckman. So Beckman is commits the foul. And free throws on the way for Corey Hickman, that is. So for Beckman, that is foul number 2 tonight. First free throw is on the way. It's good for Hickman. Hickman with 7. Second free throw, 74-54. Pending the free throw, it's up and down, 74-55. Dort with a 19-point lead. So Hickman makes both free throws. She has 8 points off of the bench. Defenders got a nice lift from their reserves today. Backman, Gustafson, and Shemileski providing a nice lift. And the pass over the top to Krakus. Krakus with a 2-point basket. Gabby Krakus makes it 76-55. Defenders up by 21. Left side pass, Jimmy's working underneath. Short shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. Carly with the basketball in the backcourt. Gets it to Kennard. Kennard with the ball, has the numbers if she can find someone. Looks for Backman. Backman has it poked away from her. And Tower grabs it on the end line. Out of bounds, Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, unless something completely out of the ordinary happens here in the next 3:15, defenders should win their 10th game of the conference year. Krakus in the corner. Comes back. Right side, Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Kennard. Kennard shows it. Now drives. Nothing there, Shemileski. Right side, Beckman. 7 to shoot. Gives it up, Gustafson. Gustafson, ball fake, down to the baseline. Spins, her short shot, no good. And the rebound corralled by Jamestown's Mackenzie Hagelin. Pass goes to Tower. Tower, left side, Schmidt. Schmidt rattles in her third three. She had 2 early, has been held in check since. Now has 11 points, 76-58. Defenders by 18. Backman drives in, her shot off of the glass, good. Drew a lot of contact. Didn't get the benefit of the doubt that time. 78-58. Dort up by 20. 18 for Backman. Jamestown with a basketball. Up the floor. That is number 24, Paige Schmidt. Schmidt with the 3 moments ago. Brings it across the timeline, and Jamestown's going to use a full-length timeout here. We've got 1 timeout remaining after this one. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. Jamestown, shot clock winding down. They fire up a desperation 3. The defenders with a game looming on Saturday. They'll get some regulars out of the contest. Pass comes over to Riley Van Hulzen. Van Hulzen back over to Faith Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson gives it up to DeYoung. Michaela DeYoung back to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball gives it up. Van Hulzen. Van Hulzen underneath Kennard. Kennard layup, no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Anderson. Anderson, Faith, unable to make it. And here comes Jamestown with the basketball. Jamestown up the floor. Jimmy's pass into the corner with the basketball. Bends. Bends back out front. Shot on the way. Missed. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Mari Smitsdorf. 1 minute remaining in this contest. Dort's going to win it easily. Just a matter of what the final score will be. With the basketball is Van Hulzen. Riley driving in with the left hand. Her layup is good. Riley Van Hulzen with a 2-point basket. Dort leads 80-58. Another timeout on the floor. Jamestown will send a new player in. They'll stop play momentarily. 50.1 seconds remaining. Dort up 80-58. So Jamestown throwing it in. They get the ball inbounded. This is Nilsson. Nilsson on the left side. 40 seconds and counting. Nilsson, kick out pass. Three, short, no good. Rebound, Faith Anderson. Faith with the basketball, gives it up. Taking it up will be the defenders and Kennard. Kennard with the ball. Kennard, right side, Van Hulzen. Van Hulzen with it down to the block. Van Hulzen might have traveled with it, and they're going to call it. 22.3 seconds remaining. So the defenders on defense leading by 22. With a basketball, Jamestown. This is Nilsson. Nilsson on the wing. Nilsson back out front it goes. Jamestown is going to fall to 12-8 overall, 6-7 in the conference. Rebound by Van Hulzen, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Dort 80, Jamestown 58. Stay tuned. Wireless World postgame wrap is up next. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The Dort Defender women's basketball team uses a 25-13 advantage in the second quarter to build a 12-point halftime lead. They led by 16 at the end of the fourth quarter and roll to a 22-point win tonight, 80-58 over the Jamestown Jimmies. The defenders improved this year to 10-4 in the conference, 18-4 overall, Jamestown 6-7. And 12-8. Jamestown 19 of 61 from the floor, 31%, 5 for 28 on threes, 18%, 15 of 21 on the free throw line, 71% for the defenders, 27 of 59 from the floor, 46%, 5 for 15 on threes, 33%, and they were 21 of 23 from the, they were 15 of 21. Try that again, 21 of 23. From the free throw line, that is correct. I'm trying to read without headings. 91% the free throw percentage for the defenders. Defenders end up even with Jamestown, 41-41 rebounding. 12 offensive rebounds, though, for the Jimmies. That's a little bit too much for the Dort defender liking. Jamestown, 24 turnovers in the first half. The defenders with 20. Dort led tonight by Rachel Evavold's 19 points, while Bailey Beckman chipped in with 18. Coach Bill Harmson has made his way out of the locker room, and we will talk with Coach Harmson now on our Wireless World postgame wrap, and then we'll get to more of the numbers. Coach Harmson, sluggish start for both teams, I thought, offensively tonight in the first quarter. You're even at that point, then able to get things rolling in the second quarter, and that second quarter not only got you separation, but I thought really set the tone for the pace of the ball game.
Yeah, I was really happy. Again, our bench, I thought, played exceptionally well again today. They're really developing a lot of rhythm with each other, starting to understand. It was great having Carly back in the lineup. You know, she only scored six, but she had four assists, and it's really nice to have her back. And then to have Bailey Beckman to give us that little spark again is really nice. You know, we got some things that we have to continue to work on, Mike, but it sure is great to get back on the winning track here at the DeWitt.
You get that loss on Saturday, you wipe that one away, and Jamestown, they seem like a more solid team, and they've got some youth, and you can see that they're improving. They provided a very stiff challenge. This was not an easy win by any stretch.
No, they're a good team, and they beat some good teams in our conference, and I knew it was going to be a tough game here tonight. And you know, in that third quarter, the way we started that third quarter was really lethargic, and I think we turned the ball over our first three possessions, then we missed a layup, and we just couldn't get anything going. That affected our defensive end. Fortunately, Jamestown didn't take advantage of that either. So we continued to grind. We continued to hang in there. And then again, we got just a fantastic lift off our bench.
Rachel Evavold, a season high as well, 19 points today, 8 for 10 from the field. And Rachel, the beneficiary of the opponent, really zeroing in on some other players, and she's shown herself to be capable, and tonight she was.
Yep. You know, Rach, I can't wait to continue to watch her these last eight games. She's really motivated. We've had some great meetings. She's really taken on this leadership role here. I think she's understanding, you know, that the end of the road is coming. And so she had just a fantastic game. I thought she moved the ball well, and she also took advantage of great opportunities under the basket when she had them. You know, they were crashing hard again on Erica, and I know Erica's getting really frustrated just with the physical play and people surrounding her, and Rachel was able to benefit from that with some one-on-one action. So we got to just continue to improve those things, and I know we will.
What was it about the matchups tonight that allowed your guards to really get out, create some havoc? Both Beckman and Shemileski and Van Manen, they all were able to create some problems for Jamestown's guards.
Yeah, and at halftime, you know, it was about midway through that second quarter, or maybe it was at the quarter break, Mike really challenged Jordan and Bailey and Maya to get after him, because I thought their point guard was really loose with the ball, and I thought we did a pretty nice job with that. Now, what I thought Maya in that second half just really turned up her game again, and she had seven steals on the night, and she had to work for every one of those steals, but man, she did an awesome job. And so to get those quick guards to continue to be tuned in, not lunge, but to play real solid fundamentally, is something that we're going to continue to work on.
21 and 23 from the free throw line. That'll keep you in some ball games, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, what was that, November? You know, November, December, we weren't shooting it very well from there. Our girls really made a conscious effort to get themselves in the gym and get those reps, and they're building confidence right now, hopefully, you know, for a postseason.
Coach Armson, short turnaround. Saturday morning, we'll see you on the bus as you get set to go play the Doan Tigers down at Crete. But always, I would imagine, a little easier to come back to practice on Friday on short turnaround after a win and get ready for another conference contest.
Can't wait to get back to practice tomorrow, Mike, and just kind of work on us a little bit more, key on a few things that Doan does, and get a nice bus ride and hopefully get another W on Saturday.
That's Coach Bill Harmson. Thanks for stopping by, and congratulations on the win, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Bill Harmson, and we continue on with the Wireless World postgame wrap. We were talking about Rachel Evavold, 19 points tonight. She goes over 1,200 career points. For those of you who like to keep track, she now has 1,206 points, 40 points shy of Jackie Van Leeuwen, who stands in eighth place. We'll see what Rachel's got left in her, but she could get to 1,300, a little above 1,300, and does that, you're knocking on the door of the top five, but the wins count more than the individual points at this point. Bailey Beckman, 18 points. She goes 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Erica Feenstra, 11 points on 4 of 7 shooting. 10 points for Jordan Van Manen, 5 for Ebby Pruitt, 6 for Sienna Stamnes, 6 for Carly Gustafson, 2 each for Gabby Krakus and Riley Van Hulzen. For the Jamestown Jimmies, 19 for Hannah DeMars tonight. 7 of 15 from the floor, 5 for 9 on free throws. 11 points each for Paige Schmidt and Kaya Tower. 8 points for Corey Hickman, 2 for Macy Nelson, 4 for Noelle Josephson, 3 for Livy Anderson, for their total of 58. Rebound totals, the defenders were led in rebounding tonight by Rachel Evavold with 6, 4 for Maya Shemileski, 4 for Carly Gustafson, beg your pardon, 6 for Carly Gustafson, and 4 for Ebby Pruitt. Assists, Jordan Van Manen had 3, Carly Gustafson had 4. For the Jimmies, they were led in rebounding tonight by Kaya Tower with 5, and Mackenzie Hagland came off the bench to grab 8. Let's take one more break. We'll be back to wrap up the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We can update our conference standings on the women's side of things as the College of St. Mary loses to Doan 72-63. That is Doan's first conference win. College of St. Mary drops to 2-12. The defenders of the win tonight over Jamestown goes to 10-4. 2 games clear of Dakota Wesleyan in the loss column. Jamestown falls to 6-7. Standings then heading into play on Saturday. Hastings is 13-0. Concordia is 13-1. Morningside 11-3. Dort is 10-4. Dakota Wesleyan is 7-6. Northwestern is 7-7. Jamestown is 6-7. Mount Marty is 5-8. Midland and Briarcliff are 3-10. The College of St. Mary and Doan are 2-12 and 1-13 respectively. If the season were to end today, the cutoff point would be Mount Marty at 5-8. They'd be the final team into the conference postseason, and Hastings would be the number one seed. We've still got, though, many teams have 9 games to go. The defenders have 8 games remaining in the conference women's basketball schedule. So the defenders now 18-4 and 10-4. Overall, pardon me, in the conference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and that is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Let's take a break now, step aside for some news, and we'll be back with a men's contest right after this.